Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner taking a look back at Norwalk Community High School's top sports moments of the 2025 calendar year. The winter sports season provided many thrills in January and February and even spilled into March courtesy of the Norwalk girls basketball team. The Warrior girls had a season to remember, sharing the Little Hawkeye Conference Championship and qualifying state for the first time in 18 years with an 85-56 rout of Pella. But the Warriors weren't done yet. In the Class 4A state quarterfinals, they outlasted Central Clinton 56-54 on Pearl Brown's putback at the buzzer.
Braylon goes right with it. Cut off, shot in the lane, no good. Pearl Brown putback.
That's going to be the winner.
With no time left, Pearl Brown's first basket of the game.
Unbelievable.
Wins the game. Pearl Brown. Just in tears
out
there. She's
crying. She's in tears. It's just unbelievable.
Norwalk lost to eventual champion Xavier in the 4A semifinals, finishing 23-2 overall. Senior Bailey Birmingham finished her career with 1,668 points. Braylon Birmingham led all freshmen in the state with 20.5 points per game. Both were named first team All-State. In girls wrestling, Katie Lidke qualified for state at 170 pounds, becoming the second state qualifier in program history. She finished the season with 28 wins. The Norwalk girls bowling team finished 9-2 in duels, while the boys team advanced to state for the first time in 15 years and placed 5th in Class 2A without a senior on the squad. Tanner Housley also qualified for the individual state bowling tournament. The boys wrestling team finished 21-5 in duels, one shy of a school wins record, qualified 8 individuals for the state tournament, and boasted a pair of state medalists. Senior Colton Borcherding Johnson placed 3rd at 285 pounds and senior Dominic Tigner placed 7th at 157. A senior Layden boys basketball team finished 11-12 overall. Norwalk was solid across the board during the spring sports season, highlighted by a pair of team state qualifiers. The boys soccer team advanced to the state tournament for the third straight year and also won their 3A state quarterfinal for the third consecutive season, defeating Indianola 3-1 in a game played on Norwalk's home turf. Tegan Kralik, Eli Scavo, and Tavin Ferner all scored goals in the final 25 minutes of the match to lift the Warriors.
Warriors with it on the right side. They cross it into the box. Chance for something to happen. Scavo tried to take a rip. A second opportunity. No. Denied again.
Kralik,
it's loose.
And
Kralik. Tegan Kralik puts
There's
it into
Kralik.
The goal.
Norwalk lost to Urbandale 2-1 in the 3A semifinals, finishing 11-8-2. The Norwalk girls soccer team also had another outstanding season, going 11-4-3. But for the second straight year, it ended in heartbreak with a 2-1 shootout loss in the regional finals. The Norwalk girls golf team made history in May, qualifying for the state meet for the first time in program history. The Warriors broke the 18-hole scoring record 5 times during the season, including a second-place round of 331 in Class 4A regionals and a 330 in the opening round of the state meet in Iowa City. The team finished 7th at state, led by sophomore Evelyn Kinney's 27th-place individual performance. The Warriors were also Little Hawkeye Conference champions. Seniors included Lydia Kruger, Ava Garvey, Mariola Toro Abad, and Allison Sukup. In track and field, the Norwalk boys put together another successful season, breaking 8 indoor, 9 outdoor school records. They qualified 13 entries for the Drake Relays and 15 entries for the 4A state meet, earning 8 state medals and finishing 11th in the team standings. Logan Atherton was the highest placed winner, taking 3rd in the high jump. Tony Anania placed 5th in the 800. The Warrior girls qualified 6 events for state track, led by freshman Ellie Hatlevig's 5th-place effort in the high jump. The Norwalk girls' spring tennis team boasted their first outright conference champion since 2014 as Ivana Sherstuk won the Flight 1 singles bracket. She was also a state alternate. The Warrior boys placed 2nd in the Little Hawkeye tournament and were recognized as the conference dual champs. The team of Eli Mills and Lane Jurgens were Flight 2 doubles champions in the LHC. During the summer, the Norwalk softball team made another memorable run to a 4th consecutive state tournament appearance.
1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a nice miss job. And a high Woo-hoo! Fastball, and that'll do it. The Norwalk Warriors are headed back to the state tournament for the 4th year in a row. A dominating victory tonight, 12-0 over Oskaloosa in the 4A regional finals. What a performance.
Along the way, the Warriors earned their third straight Little Hawkeye co-championship and finished 34-8 overall. They entered state with a number 2 ranking in Class 4A, but were defeated by North Scott in the quarterfinal round. They bounced back to win a 10-9 consolation game against Western Dubuque. Norwalk finished the season with 50 home runs, including 18 by Niall Holbert and 16 by Carly Brewer, who was once again dominant in the pitching circle. Fellow seniors Bailey Birmingham and Maddie Goulian also finished out remarkable careers for the Warriors. Highlights from a 13-17 baseball season included conference wins over Dallas Center Grimes and eventual Class 3A champion Pella, along with a walk-off victory over ADM on senior night. Moving on to the fall of 2025, 4 out of 6 Norwalk teams qualified for state. The Warrior volleyball team advanced to the 4A state tournament for the second time in 3 years, setting a school record for match wins and going 29-12.
Yeah, it's super cool. I remember watching the girls because I was in 8th grade when they first made it to state, and it's just so cool, and I'm so excited to be there. I know that was a goal last year, and it didn't quite happen, but I'm so excited and so proud of our whole team.
Norwalk tied for third place in a competitive conference that saw 4 teams reach the state tourney. The Warriors used a thrilling rally to take set 2 from Pella in the 4A quarterfinals, ultimately losing the match 3-1. Sophomore Ellie Hatlevig led Class 4A with 465 kills, breaking a single-season school record, and setter Hadley Michael broke the school mark for career assists as a junior, ranking 4th in 4A with 963 on the year. The Norwalk boys golfers were solid all season and clinched the program's first trip to state in 6 years and first ever in Class 4A by placing 3rd in a tough district meet at Copper Creek. The Warriors finished 9th at the 4A state meet, led by junior Tillman Popson's 15th place finish. Regular season highlights included a school record 18-hole round of 281 at Willow Creek. Varsity seniors were Ian Lux, Parker Carey, and Lane Juergens. It was also a great season for Norwalk Cross Country as both teams qualified for the 4A state meet in Fort Dodge. The Warrior boys earned their second consecutive district title at the state qualifying meet in Council Bluffs, extending the program's string of state meet appearances to 7 years. They finished 13th at state, led by Tegan Krolick's top 25 finish. Krolick was a 4-time state qualifier and a 4-time all-conference and all-district performer, placing 2nd in both meets as a junior and senior. The Norwalk girls qualified for the state cross-country meet for the first time in 6 years and placed 15th in Class 4A. Freshman Hannah Schmitz emerged as the team's number 1 runner, placing 8th at the conference meet, 10th at the district meet, and 41st at state. Norwalk will graduate only 1 senior from the varsity squad in Pearl Brown. Norwalk's first season of Class 5A football will go down as a successful one. Following an 0-3 start, the Warriors strung together 5 straight victories and finished 5-4 during the program's first year competing as the smallest school in Iowa's largest class. They finished 18th in the final 5A RPI rankings, missing the playoffs by only 2 spots. Future Iowa Hawkeyes Eli Robbins and Luke Brewer both earned All-State recognition. Robbins led the team with 814 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns, adding 4 more TDs on defense and special teams, including a 98-yard kickoff return, a 96-yard pick 6, and a 93-yard punt return. Brewer led the team with 63.5 tackles and added 532 receiving yards. Girls tennis moved to the fall in 2025, and Norwalk had another good season, finishing 10-4 in duels. The doubles team of Logan Geisler and Kierden Stockwell earned state alternate status, placing 3rd at the 2A regional meet at Waukee Northwest. They also placed 2nd in Flight 1 doubles at the conference meet, where the team placed 3rd. And last but not least, Norwalk swimmers Mallory Betts and Eva Smith qualified for the state meet as part of Des Moines Lincoln's 400-yard freestyle relay. They placed 31st at state with a season-best time. With the winter sports season now in full swing, that's been a look back at the 2025 sports highlights for Norwalk High School on today's Lely Radio Sports page.